ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces. The Aces lawyer, Mr. Kelly, thinks he has a solution to the $10,000 lawsuit brought against them by Mr. Neff. With a trick question he's going to ask Jane on the stand, he expects to win the case when Mr. Neff's young lawyer will object to the question. This episode takes place in two scenes, an ante room adjoining the courtroom, and then the courtroom itself. But first to the ante room, where we find Jane and Mr. Ace. Jane still memorizing the questions and answers Mr. Kelly expects to ask her. Listen.
How long have you known Mr. Neff? About 2 months. Tell the court how you came to meet Mr. Neff. I didn't come to meet Mr. Neff. He came to meet me. He came to my house one day and said he would give me $500 if I would sell his lot to Mr. Everett. Did he come to your home on your invitation? No, I didn't even know he was thinking of coming. He just came in. Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? Dear, do I do that all right?
What?
Do I say that like Mr. Kelly told me to, that well?
Well, what?
Well, nothing.
What are you talking about?
I'm studying my part. When Mr. Kelly says to me, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you, I have to say, well. How does that sound?
Oh, the whole thing sounds impossible to me. A fine lawyer, that's what he thinks up. Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? What's that got to do with a real estate deal?
I don't know. Now, don't ask me any more questions than I've got to learn. These are hard enough.
And where is he? Court's going to be called any minute, and he's not even here yet. What does he do? Where does he go?
Dear, I told you I've got enough questions to learn. Now, don't start asking me any more.
All right, go ahead and learn them. And you better know them. You're going to be called first today.
Really?
Yes, this is Kelly's big point. He wants to make sure to get it in as soon as possible. But where is he? I want to make sure he's still going through with this newest brainstorm of his. Changes his mind so often, he might have thought of something else.
Well, you better not think of any more things to ask me. These are hard enough, especially this new question.
Oh, what's hard about that? All you have to answer is, well.
Yes, but that's not the way to say it. The hard part is saying, well.
Oh, that's awfully hard, isn't it?
Well, well, good morning, good morning. I thought I'd find you here.
Well, where else would we be?
I feel fine this morning. I think this case is going to be a safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get a study, but that court ends today. And how are you this fine morning, Mrs. Ace?
Please, Mr. Kelly, don't ask me any more questions than I've got.
What?
No, she's busy memorizing her testimony. Now, look, Mr. Kelly, are you still thinking of putting in that silly question about Mr. Neff making love to
her? Silly question? The key question to the whole case, and you call it silly? The one question we expect to win the case with, and you...
Oh, I wish I were as sure as you are.
Well, aren't you sure?
No.
But I tell you, I've got enough of an old man that squabble with a certain woman that'll make him give up the whole lawsuit. Rather than take a chance to make public what I know, all I have to do is to say to Mrs. Ace, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you?
Well...
That's right, Mr. Ace. And then Neff's lawyer, Johnson, is bound to jump up and object. The court will sustain his objection. The question will be stricken from the records, and I'll apologize. But when I'm through apologizing, I will have instilled in Mr. Neff's mind being known up about him and this woman to give him front-page notoriety for months. He won't dare take the chance. He'll be sending Johnson around to talk settlement. We'll have him in the palm of our hands.
Oh, it sounds good on paper, but
there's no but about it. It's a cinch. I tell you, I've been a lawyer for years. I always try to find the unusual answer. 9 out of 10 times, it's the woman angle. Cheshire LaFemme, Mr. Ace, Cheshire LaFemme.
Cheshire LaFemme in a real estate deal? I never heard of that.
Oh, please, dear, I'm trying to study. You said I'm going to be first.
Yes, yes. I know we better let her look over those questions and answers. Maybe we better step into the next room if you talk there.
Yes, I think you better.
Okay, let's go. Now, you wait here till court opens, Jane, and don't go in without us. We'll be back the minute it starts.
I'll wait for you, dear.
Now, Mr. Ace, let me show you.
How long have you known Mr. Neff? About 2 months. Tell the court how you came to meet Mr. Neff. I didn't come to meet Mr. Neff.
Oh, there's somebody in here, sugar.
Oh, it's Mrs. Ace, honey.
Oh, hello.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Ace. We didn't know you were here. We'll find another room.
Oh, let's visit with Mrs. Ace, honey.
Well, I'm trying to say.
Oh, sugar, it doesn't look right to have the plaintiff's attorney in conversation with the defendant.
Oh, honey. How can you talk like that after how nice Mrs. Ace was to us? Doesn't he look handsome in the coat and trousers, Mrs. Ace?
Uh-huh.
He looked marvelous yesterday.
But today's the big day. Yesterday was more or less getting ready for the trial itself.
Well, you look just as good today, honey. Even better, I made him buy that white carnation. Doesn't it make him look wonderful?
Uh-huh.
Sure, just set this outfit off.
Does it fit all right?
Oh, it's perfect. I'll never forget you for lending me Mr. Ace's coat and trousers.
Oh, now, not so loud. They're in that room there. He might hear you.
Well, he kept looking at me yesterday, sort of like he recognized the clothes. Did he say anything to you about it?
No, he kept saying he thought he saw you somewhere before.
He saw the coat and trousers before. That's what he means.
But he saw me for a minute there that night.
Oh, he doesn't remember that. He just remembers the coat
and
trousers.
Well, I think we ought to go, sugar. This is most irregular, you know. Besides, Mrs. Ace may want to consult with a lawyer.
Oh, no, I just have to study these questions and answers.
Questions and answers about what?
What they're going to ask me. Mr. Kelly, I mean. I know them pretty good. Oh, Mr. Johnson, would you do me a favor and hold the paper and see if I know them?
Oh, no, Mrs. Ace, I don't think that's...
Well, it'll only take a few minutes. It's hard for me to ask the questions and tell the answers, too.
Sure he will. Oh, honey, after Mrs. Ace was so kind to him.
Yes. Now, here, you hold this and read the question, and then I'll see if I know the answer. It starts right there. Now, go ahead.
Well, how long have you known Mr. Neff?
About 2 months. Go ahead.
Tell the court how you came to meet Mr. Neff.
I didn't come to meet Mr. Neff. He came to meet me. He came to my house one day and said he would give me $500 if I would sell his lot to Mr. Everett. Go ahead.
Did he come to your home on your invitation?
No, I didn't even know he was thinking of coming. He just came in.
Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? Did Mr. Neff...
Wait, I heard you.
What's this about Mr. Neff making love to you?
Why, Mrs. Ames.
Oh, that's just a question.
Why, Mrs. Ames.
Well, what's the matter? It's only a question.
And what's this answer?
Well...
Well, what?
That's all, just well. That's as far as I can get, Mr. Kelly said.
As far as you can get?
Yes, I won't have time to say any more because you jump up and object, and then Mr. Kelly apologizes, but he lets Mr. Neff know that we know about some woman.
Some woman?
Yes, Mr. Kelly found out all about it, and he says that when you object...
I get it. Come on, sugar. Here's your paper, Mrs. Ace.
But, honey, Mrs. Ace...
Hurry up. Come on. I've got an appointment with Mr. Neff before quarter time.
No, don't kill me, honey. Goodbye, Mrs. Ace.
Goodbye. I'll see you in the courtroom, I guess.
I'll see you too. I like your hat.
It is. It's a new one. How long have you known Mr. Neff? About 2 months. Tell the court.
Hey, come on. Court's open.
Yeah, now, Mr. Ace, just take it easy and leave everything to me.
Put those papers away.
You want to know it all about that now. Your Honor, I want to call to the stand Mrs. Jane Ace.
Will the clerk call Mrs. Ace to the stand?
Mrs. Jane Ace, take the stand, please.
All right.
You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you?
Say, pardon?
Raise your right hand and say I do.
Oh, I do.
Be seated, please.
Now, what is your name, please?
About 2 months.
What's that?
What?
Please, Your Honor. My witness is a little nervous. It's been the first time in the courtroom.
I wish you would confine herself to answering the questions you put to her.
She will, Your Honor. I asked you what your name was.
Jane Ace.
Now, Mrs. Ace, tell the court how long you've known Mr. Neff.
I didn't come to meet Mr. Neff. He came to meet me.
What's going on here?
I beg Your Honor's pardon.
Mrs. Ace, did you hear the question?
Yes, but he isn't asking them right.
What's that?
He got part of the first one and part of the second one trying to make sense.
Didn't get on this part, I think my witness is still a little nervous. I follow you.
We should get started right.
Mrs. Ace, how long have you known Mr. Neff?
Well, that's better. About 2 months.
Mrs. Ace, would you mind answering the questions and nothing more?
Beg pardon?
Yes, she will, Your Honor. Mrs. Ace, Tell the court how you came to meet Mr. Neff.
I didn't come to meet Mr. Neff. He came to meet me. He came to the house and said he would give me $500.
Now, Mrs. Davis, did he come on there?
I would sell his lot to Mr. Everett. I had some left over.
Proceed, please.
Did he come on your invitation?
No, I didn't even know he was thinking of coming. He just came in.
Mm-hmm. Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you?
Well,
Mrs. Ace, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you?
Well, what? Come, Mrs. Ace. Well, what?
That's all, just well.
What's going on here?
Your Honor, you see, I...
Will the attorney for the defendant please go on with the question?
Yes, I will. Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you?
Well...
I will clear this courtroom if there's another sound of disturbance. Mrs. Ace, are you going to answer the question or not?
I did.
You did what? You started 2-3 times. Now answer it. Will the clerk read the question again?
Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you?
Answer it, Mrs. Ace.
Well,
go on. I shall hold you in contempt of court if you don't answer the question.
But, Your Honor, you see,
will you answer the question, Mrs. Ace?
I did.
Fine, $50.
Where?
What's that?
I beg the court to call a recess. I object to a recess, Your Honor. I want the witness to go on answering the question. I object.
At last. It's about time you said that.
Well, Jane got that well-laid plan all balled up. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.